So we want to talk about opportunities in the real estate market. I did take a look at the REITs index, and as a group, kind of up almost 30%, up 28% to be exact, in 2019. Our next guest works with high net worth individuals, also celebrities, linking them up when it comes to real estate. Let's get into it with Martin Iden. He's broker at Martin Iden Real Estate, and he's joining us in our Bloomberg Interactive Brokers studio. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the type of clients that you have and the type of real estate you're often finding them in terms of opportunities.
Okay, that's a great question. So right now, the high-end market here in New York City is probably the best if you're a buyer in over a decade. Prices are down, I'm seeing about 30%, sometimes even more.
So oversupply?
Oversupply is number one, and then demand has also fallen off substantially. So with high net worth and celebrities, what I have found is a lot of them are willing to sell at a loss because they can get the next bump up at such a great deal.
And so as you look across New York City specifically, are there areas, I mean, you're a longtime resident in the city, mm-hmm. you've seen the city change, you know, pretty dramatically over the last couple decades. Are there areas that are hotter than others? We hear so much talk of the West Side. Is that real? What's going on?
Well, you know, the big news in the 2010s is Brooklyn,
yeah.
and it still is.
Really?
I am having, and I sell in Manhattan and in Brooklyn, and I have people that bought in Brooklyn 2 or 3 years ago, and we have an offer that they're basically making 25% over 4 years.
Wow.
Which is shocking.
All right, I just want to mention a headline that just crossed. I'm watching shares of Emerson Electric. They're up about 2% here at this hour. This is after D.E. Shaw has apparently said to take an active stake in Emerson Electric. We've seen activist investors, Jason, certainly pretty busy in 2019. So that stock, again, reacting to that news, not a surprise, up about 2% as we speak. So let's get back to real estate.
All right, so where are the celebrities living?
We want to know who you are.
You want to know what's going on, no, right?
Come on.
I'm always curious
Give us
about
the dish. Give us the tea. Spill the tea.
And are they buying for investment? Is it an investment property or is it to live in?
It's to live in. It's to live in. They, you know, so I'm part of the sports and entertainment division at Compass. And they are choosing, at the end of the day, it's very interesting here in New York compared to LA. They want a place to live, to enjoy just a home. So a big scoop, I'm seeing a lot of townhouses in Brooklyn where you can walk the streets, you're not being crowded, you get to quote unquote live a regular life. And then behind, you know, behind the front door, that's where all the magic is.
Interesting. But so even the celebrities are gravitating toward Brooklyn just for the style of life, not just the lifestyle, but sort of the way that they can.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, quintessential Americana, small urban, which a lot of Brooklyn is, the historic parts.
So if somebody's interested, and wait, let me take a step back.
Sure.
So what's the prices that you're talking about? What are the types of purchases that you're typically dealing with these clients, whether it's high net worth or a celebrity?
So that's really interesting. They're actually pulling back on dollar products. So while they could afford 10, 20, 30, $40 million properties, a lot of them are in the 5 to 10 range right now.
Why? Oh my God, that just terrifies me.
Welcome to our studio.
It's one of those, I'm seeing this pretty much across the board with high net worth individuals. It's about optimism of the future, if you will. And, you know, things are going good for me now, quote unquote. Not too sure about the future.
Maybe a lack of optimism about the future, it sounds like.
Well, that's very interesting because we talk about athletes a lot. And unfortunately, a lot of them end up, you know, financially not in a great place. So it's interesting to hear that. What about international investing and thinking about a piece of property that's maybe overseas?
So in terms of international investing, I am seeing right now, it's interesting, in the last cycle, in the 2000s, everybody was investing here in the U.S. from the EU, and now the role has seemed to completely reverse. And Portugal seems to be the hot commodity that everybody is going to, just because the property prices are so reasonable.
Right.
It's part of the EU, and the weather's amazing.
It's a nice lifestyle, and it's a great diet, too.
Right.
So,
no, seriously.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. All right, 30 seconds left. Do you see anything changing in the near term, positive, negative, especially here in New York?
I think overall we're in a declining market.
Yeah. All right.
Too much. There's been a lot of building. Yeah. Right?
That's great.
Okay.
All right. Martin Iden is broker over at Martin Iden Real Estate, dealing with the famous, the rich, and the famous. We call them the Carroll Masters of the world.
Can you just tell us one person?
I wish I could.
Aww. Yeah, I know. He'll tell us offline.
All right. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk about our most read story of the day. It is a Bloomberg scoop, and this has to do with the White House considering limits on U.S. portfolio flows into China.
Moving the markets. I mean, this is the biggest story in the markets today. And as Carol said, a Bloomberg exclusive, Sean Donnan, our trade czar of sorts, he's going to be along in just a few minutes to tell us all about that, the implications and what it means in the broader context of the trade war.
Well,
are you ripping up a contract? What are you doing?
We said it was a little bit of a wacky Friday.
It is.